broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It's not a question of not allowing people to worship. It's a question of why this site, where is the funding come from?
I will say, I think there are many times when I read the transcripts, even of answers I give.
I don't know how anyone of Hispanic heritage could be a Republican.
I think he's both crazy and a hero. I'm not saying that's like a healthy career choice,
Congress,
but I
put out.
Poor baby.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, and a good evening to you here every night on the radio, baby, till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, online at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com, live streaming video, audio, archives, and more. The greatest radio website, the greatest live interactive media website in the history of the world, and you can join us over there right now if you'd like, get a BSP and watch our live streaming video. We are on the air live here from the El Pacifico tonight, every night. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. I'll be joined later on by Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard, who will weigh in on some of the stories of the day. There's a lot of stuff going on. You just heard a clip from Harry Reid, who will be talking. We'll hear a little bit more from Mr. Reid. We'll hear from Larry Grover from the Conservatives of Kern County on Harry Reid's comments that why would a Hispanic want to be a Republican? Why would any Hispanic person want to be a member of that particular political party? Also, a grope claim against Donald Duck is a rather amusing headline, but this is something that's happened before, and these are claims that these characters at these theme parks are sexually harassing the female customers. 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight in Norfolk, Virginia, WTAR 850 AM, and in Portland, Maine, WZAN 970 AM, two great stations on the Phil Hendry Show network. Glad to have you guys along with us. One of the people and one of the principals involved in these stories concerning this, and it's been a raft of stories concerning, I don't know what you'd call them, mascots or characters at amusement parks. A young man named Justin McElroy joining us from Hermosa Beach, California, where there is a beachside amusement called Tri-Fair. And Justin, we're just going to cut off another line that we have on here. Justin, you there?
Yes, sir.
And welcome to our program.
Thank you.
And you were employed at Tri-Fair for how long?
I was there for 2 months, from roughly right after I got out of school.
Where do you go to school?
I go to L.A. Canyon High School, which is in Selma.
Okay. And you went immediately for a summer job at this place, Tri-Fair in Hermosa Beach, right?
That's correct.
And where is this?
Well, it's on the beach. It's more or less an amusement park, not unlike Pacific Ocean Park, which was in Santa Monica for a while. There's different rides, amusements. There's a, I guess you call it an arcade, you know, and they appear.
Okay, I understand. And you were hired as a character?
Well, not initially. Initially, I was hired to work one of the concessions, which is a fish restaurant that's near the pier. And then I was working on another, we call it a traveling or moving concession, which was a popcorn concession.
And then you got a job as one of the characters?
Yes.
Was this something you sought?
Yeah. I mean, people do want to have the opportunity to interact with the customers, and I take a theater arts class at my school at L.A. Canyon High, so it is an opportunity to do costume, do makeup, and, you know, sort of interact with people.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Justin McElroy about being a character. Is that what you guys call them?
Well, we call them characters. We call them a park mascot, or you know, you're a pirate. I mean, that's what I was. So you're a part of the presentation. I know Disney calls them characters.
Yeah, Disney calls all of their employees characters, as if they're in a big theatrical production.
That's correct. Yeah.
All right. What happened at your place of business? What day was it? What were you doing?
Well, it was back. It was at the beginning of the week after the 4th of July. We were basically coming out of the locker area, which is where we get into our wardrobe, and that borders the runway itself, or the main arcade area, and then you just go up, and you're assigned a different place to start every day. And I went up to the arcade, which is where all the games are, and we are told that you can't really. We were told about sexual harassment and about touching customers, and we were told that you can't. It's really hard, or it's almost impossible to sexually harass a customer because the costumes that you wear are kind of bulky, and so you don't really think that you're going to be touching anybody inappropriately. And
now, who told you that?
Our supervisor.
Well, you don't have to tell me any names, but your supervisor told you that you can't. It's very difficult for you to sexually harass anybody.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Does that mean you can touch anybody anywhere?
Well, I mean, you're not supposed to just, you don't go over to and do that. But if you have your arm around somebody, if you're getting a photograph taken of yourself with some people, you don't have to be too mindful of where the costume is at any given time, because you're not really going to be. It's hard to sexually harass them because of the bulkiness of the suit. Or the costume, because, like, for instance, I wear gloves that are like pirate gloves, although I do wear the, like, tights.
And this was the pirate tights that you're wearing with the boots.
That's correct, yeah. So we went up, and there was a girl there with her mom and dad, and they wanted our picture taken with the family. They wanted to have me in there with the family. And I had noticed this girl when the family first came in, and I thought she was attractive, but I didn't know that it was going to be evident, and because I was wearing tights, I noticed that obviously it was, so that's when I got in behind the family when they took the picture. I did not want that to be seen, and I guess I was either pushed up against her, or I got up too close against the mother. And that's when she turned around and said, "Did you touch me?" And I said, "No, ma'am. You know, I didn't touch you." And she said, "Yes, you did." And she's looking down at my tights.
You didn't touch her with your hands?
No, I did not. And I said to her, I did not touch you. And she said, "Yes, you did." And I, at this time, I'm feeling kind of embarrassed because I was trying to hide it. And that's when I did admit to my supervisor that I called her, you know, the name.
Well, you used the C word, right?
Yes, sir, I did. Because she was accusing me of sexually harassing her, and I wasn't even attracted to her. It was her daughter that caused what happened. But I didn't want that to be seen. And
all right, so you didn't want to, you had some physical reaction that was evident through the tights.
That's correct, yes, sir. And so I was embarrassed by that. They wanted a picture, so I tried to get into the photograph in such a way that nothing would be evident, and I got in behind the mother because she was the one that made the complaint. And I also want to state that her husband got involved, asked me if I'd touched his wife, and I said...
Well, the statement the police that he gave the police said something derogatory. Did you say something derogatory about his wife?
No, he said, "Did you touch my wife?" And I said, "Why would I touch that? Or why, you know, look at it?" And he said that was...
You said, "Why would I touch that?"
I said, "Well, I did, yes, sir." But I was trying to tell him that, no, I didn't, and there was no reason for me to want to touch his wife because, you know, she was not attractive, you know, and...
But you did find the daughter attractive, and that's what started this whole problem, right?
Yeah, that's right. And so... when I did, we contacted an attorney through the, I'm not a union member, we did contact an attorney through one of the performers' unions, and that's when we all filed a lawsuit.
All right, so there are five of you in this lawsuit suing this Tri-Fair, claiming wrongful termination. They say that you sexually harassed a woman. You say you did not, even though you are admitting you had a physical arousal looking at the daughter.
Yeah, but I did not touch the daughter. And I didn't even touch the mother. What happened was I got in close so it would not be seen, and I pushed up against the back of her, and she turned around and And I said to my supervisor, and I also told the attorney, that she turned around, she had a smile on her face, like she thought it was, like she thought it felt good or something. And
well, you don't know that. She might have been embarrassed.
That's true, but she turns around, she's looking at me all, wow, you know, did you touch me? And I said, I don't think so. And I knew that I had, but I didn't think it was anything that she would think was anything more different than just a crowd of people, you know, touching on each other.
All right, our number is, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about this whole idea of these mascots or these characters at theme parks, amusement parks, and these incidences of them, quote-unquote, sexually harassing or touching or groping customers. Now, this is not your case, Justin, but in Epcot Center in Florida, which is near Disney World, while visiting Epcot Center, a Darby, Pennsylvania woman alleges that a Disney employee dressed as Donald Duck grabbed her breast and molested her after she sought an autograph. So we're not talking about something like that, right?
No, sir, we're not. I mean, that I don't know what's wrong with somebody like that, okay?
But there are four other employees who have been fired, and there's five of you suing. Can you give me the particulars of one of them?
Well, if you're talking about Jeff Hamm?
Anybody.
Well, I mean, they're saying that Jeff came up behind a woman and put his hands on her breast, but he was wearing a very, very thick costume. You can't feel nothing through the gloves is what they are, basically.
Why did he put the big... He's in a costume.
Yes, sir.
Why did he put the big part of the costume, the big gloves, and what kind of a character was he?
He was like an octopus, actually. But there are two usable appendages on this costume, which you use as your hands. And he came up behind this lady and put his hands around her.
Well, she's claiming that he put his hands directly on her breasts from behind.
He did, yeah. But they're so thick, the padding, it doesn't make any difference. It's like he might as well have had them on her shoulders. So here's the thing that I think your audience need to understand, Mr. Henry. A pirate and an octopus are not real. And it really is funny for people to think they can be sexually harassed by an octopus or a pirate, which don't exist. And my supervisor actually said that to the attorney, because he stuck up for us. He said, how can these people claim that they've been sexually harassed by a pirate, or how can they be claimed that they sexually harassed an octopus, or that they got sexually harassed by an octopus, when an octopus doesn't exist, and you're not going to get felt, I mean, I'm probably putting it the wrong way, but you're not going to get felt up by an octopus.
So the argument is that because these are mythical creatures, you can't get sexually harassed by them.
Exactly. And again, Jeff's costume is an octopus. It's well padded. He's not going to be, you can't, and if I could say this, I guess I shouldn't, but there's only one reason why you would put your hands on a woman's breast, and that would be to squeeze them, and you're not able to get a good squeeze in. I mean, you can't squeeze using these octopus hands. So it didn't make any sense. The attorney said, yeah, you're right. And he signed off on he took the case, signed off on it like there, then and there. And I also said to him, I said, what about the part how you can't be sexually harassed by a mythical creature? And he said, exactly. These people are filing
frivolous, right? Is that what they're claiming?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I read with it that your attorney is claiming a frivolous litigation. All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. As we talk here with Justin McElroy, who got involved in one of these sexual harassment claims at a park called the Tri-Fair in Hermosa Beach. He was accused of sexually harassing a woman because he'd gotten physically aroused looking at her daughter. And when they asked for a photograph, he got in too close behind the woman, and apparently she felt something. One of the other guys that is involved in this lawsuit was wearing an octopus costume and was accused of grabbing a woman's breasts. But this young man says that those costumes are so thick and unwieldy that you, even if you have your hands on someone's breasts, you can't feel anything. Finally, the attorney is making the claim that as mythic figures, pirates, octopuses, talking giraffes, whatever, it is impossible for them to sexually harass a human being. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Are people taking this completely beyond the pale? I mean, we've had this whole thing going on the last three summers of people suing Disney for sexual harassment because of Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, at this park here in California. Are they looking for a payday? 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You can't really get a squeeze in, you know.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Justin, you and I were talking off the air, and we'll take some phone calls about this. We're talking about a phenomenon, I think, of people filing sexual harassment claims or charges of sexual molestation against, of all things, of all people, these characters that are at theme parks, whether it's Donald Duck, whether it's Chip and Dale, whether, in your case, Justin, it was this pirate character that you were playing over at Tri-Fair. Now, first of all, the first thing I want to ask you, what the costume you're wearing, if you had a physical arousal looking at this young girl, this young woman, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, yeah, she was a teenager.
Okay, I understand. What are you wearing anything underneath this pirate type?
We were supposed to wear a kind of an athletic supporter. I did not because I just found it constraining. I'd had a baseball injury that I was healing from, and I just...
So you were not wearing anything under this tight?
No, sir, I was not. But can I say something, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
First of all, I don't think most people even think it's possible for a character at a theme park to sexually harass a person, and I think they don't think that because it is almost impossible. I think that people are being asked to believe something that, honestly, is not... You know, it's just not possible. I mean... I pushed up against her mom, yeah. And yeah, I was aroused. But I'm not, like, most people can't really understand what that is. And
Were you attempting to sexually harass? You said no.
No, it was the mother. And she was, I mean, you know, it was pretty frightening to look at her, but...
Well, what if the daughter had been standing in front of you, the young lady who had initially got your attention?
Well, you know...
Yeah, see? What if it was the daughter?
I think at that point, you don't really have a choice. I mean...
What do you mean you don't have a choice?
If I had the opportunity to... If I needed to hide it, and the only way to hide it was to press it against her, I think you're going to find those guys saying... Yeah, okay, I will, but that's not sexual harassment. That's just a natural thing. And I just want to tell the people that are listening right now, it's impossible for a character to have sex with a human because of the fact that they're mythical creatures.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. Let's take a phone call here. We have Ashley in Houston, Texas. Ashley, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, so here's the deal. I don't care if you're a pirate, you're a guy in a costume. I don't care if you're an octopus, you are a person in a costume. You could be the next guy on the street that I see groping up on me. It doesn't matter whether you're in a costume or not. You're still wearing something, and you are still touching
a
woman inappropriately.
How does an octopus sexually harass a woman? It's impossible.
It's not about the octopus. It's not about the clothes that the person is wearing. It is about the person themselves sitting there and inappropriately touching a woman, or anybody for that matter, male, female, I don't care. You don't do that, whether you're trying to be funny or not. People don't find that funny.
According to my boss, it's not sexual harassment because the octopus tentacles aren't even... In order for it to be sexual harassment, forgive me for saying this, but if you touch a woman's breast, you have to be able to squeeze or cup it. And the octopus hand can't do that. And
well, all right, what about in your case?
In my case, I was forced to push it up against her mom. I didn't want to.
You were forced
it
to do
gross.
Anything. You did that on your own. You could have turned
around
and walked away.
No, ma'am.
You
I had to. They wanted Ma'am, they wanted a photograph. They wanted a group photograph. They wanted us to be in the group photograph. And I was trying to hide it. And it was gross. It was not pleasurable pushing it up against on her mom. I don't think so.
Well, then you should have walked away and said, come back at another
time. Thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
It takes personal responsibility. I pushed it.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Talking here with Justin McElroy, who's a part of a lawsuit against Tri-Fair. You and three other employees are suing Tri-Fair for firing you because they claim there was sexual harassment involved in your contact with patrons at this amusement park. Now, you play the character of a pirate, right?
Yes, sir.
And the other guy was what?
You're talking about James Hamm, that was an octopus.
You don't have to tell me the names of the guys involved in this suit. It was an octopus, it was a pirate, what else?
There's a fisherman, a sailor, kind of a 19th century sailor, and these are all in character. And the thing that I wanted to say that the lawyer, that our attorney said that we should emphasize is, first of all, I was under the impression that when you go to an amusement park, you're there to have fun, and you're there to ride rides, and you're there to, eat the food and have a good time with your family. I was not under the impression that you're there to notice if someone's touching you. And my attorney told us one of the things that we should emphasize, what I want to emphasize here, is the people that have accused us of sexually harassing them seem to have been, you know, looking for it, or it could very well be, you know, welcoming it. And
let me before we get into that, okay? Because I know you said the mother turned around and smiled at you. I want to ask you a question. What do you say to a child who's at a? And I'm asking you, Justin. I know you're not a father. You're still a young man, a student. But what do you say to a kid if you got a younger brother, or the octopus, little children now, the ones who really get a kick out of these characters? What do you say to them when they see one of these characters engaging in that kind of behavior?
Well, I don't think it's really that difficult, Mr. Henry. I think you explained to that child that pirates and an octopus or a sailor or whatever the character is, they have normal feelings like all other people, and I think that the parents could have said that if they saw, for instance, that I got aroused in my suit, they could say that that was part of the of what happens of my character, that it, you know, that my that I got an erection.
And that the pirate, you're going to say this to a little baby?
Well, but what I'm saying is the kid's going to believe anything the parent says. So if you say that, if you say to a little kid, If for whatever reason that child has seen the octopus or me in an unfortunate situation where they touched the, you know, where the octopus touched that lady, you say that these are normal animals and people too who have normal needs. And the pirate, in my case, that's part of what the pirate does. He has, you know, sex with ladies. You know, I don't know if you remember the
well, Disneyland got into a problem with that, though, Justin. When they had the... You're talking about Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes, sir.
All right. They got into a problem with that because the pirate was chasing the lady around the well, and there were women that said it looked like some kind of an assault scene. And you know, as petty as that may sound to some people, I agree with them, because that's essentially what was happening there. It was being cartooned up, and it was made to look rather humorous, but the fact is this was a man chasing a woman with the intent of forcing himself on her, and it was turned into a ridiculous scene. Are you saying...
No, well, I'm not saying that, because in the instance of me having, you know, what happened with, you know, having an erection, it was caused by the mother, or, you know, it was caused by the daughter, but the mother pushed... I'm saying the mother pushed her butt against it on purpose, but I know her attorney disagrees. And
so now you're claiming that the mother backed into you.
I'm saying that we were together to have the movie made, and she got, she looked and she, you know, pushed, she, I think she pushed her butt out at it, yeah.
Well, again, you're not answering the question about how do you explain that to a child.
Well, I'm just saying, you say...
No, but you can't, how do you explain that to a kid?
You tell the kid that the pirate, you know, that's what the pirate, the lady... You know, wanted the pirate or something.
All right. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Chris on the Phil. Here is Chris. Chris on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
I'm here. How you doing, Phil? Hey, Justin.
Fine.
I'm an attorney out here in Boston, Massachusetts. And I can let you know that 100% wholeheartedly, if this was in the jurisdiction of Boston...
What kind of attorney are you?
Sexual harassment.
There's no such thing.
My specialty in the field is harassment.
What is the field?
Family. Right now, what
yeah.
I
do you know,
now,
man. You know, you're not a lawyer, man.
No,
you're not a lawyer.
I know all about it, man.
I read up on it, and you're not a lawyer.
Exactly.
If you don't know what field of law you practice in, you're not a lawyer.
What field of law?
My specialty was family law, and we moved out of that. Yes, I was a family law attorney, and now we specialize in harassment. So, yes, there are harassment attorneys.
Now you specialize in harassment.
It's a guarantee. That's what we do. We handle harassment claims for restaurants.
All right, so anyway, we got that. That's all right. That's fine, Chris. So what was your point here?
The basic thing is there's a certain level of responsibility on these employees, theme park employees, restaurant employees, where if you are in a situation where you are aroused by a customer or things of that nature, you take yourself out of that situation. With that, the repercussions of stepping away from the photograph and getting a different individual or stepping away is a lot less severe than to claim that a woman pushed her rear end against your
well, you know, something
whatever.
You sound like a real lawyer, man.
You don't have to believe it. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that the people wanted me to be in a photograph, and I was in the photograph, and the mistake that I made was trying to make these customers happy. And now you're telling me, Mr. Lawyer, that it's actionable that I tried to make these customers happy.
What he's saying is you were embarrassed, clearly, by what... You're a young man. I get it. You know, you should have been wearing that jock strap or whatever the hell it is that they tell you guys to wear, but you didn't.
Exactly.
So
I'm sorry, Phil. That's probably one of the reasons why the individuals are required to wear that kind of material. I mean, you don't see at Disneyland these things that you're hearing about with the characters, you know, grabbing breasts and doing these sorts of things. That's a conscionable. You're doing that on purpose. I mean, I don't mythical creatures.
If you were a literal pirate
or there was a literal octopus, you know, yes, I don't think that a woman swimming in the ocean, you know, is going to get molested by an octopus. But I mean, a gentleman dressed in an octopus costume that takes the two usable appendages, wraps them around a woman's breast. Well, I don't care if there's cupping, if there's grabbing. That is sexual harassment. That's actually considered assault.
I want to ask you, Chris. Yeah, Chris, let me ask you. If because I want to be very clear. Can a guy claim I'm in this big bulky costume? I don't know what it is I'm touching.
Well,
you know?
So I have to say, if you were my client, if Justin was my client, I would have very little to work with.
Let's say the guy's in a big bear costume. I don't know if you've ever been to Disneyland. I'm sure you've been to these amusement parks where they're wearing these big bear costume, or the guy's in one of these big costumes. They're very heavy. They look like they're very hot. The costume itself, it looks very, and the guy's got on these big paws. He's not even looking through the eyes. He's looking like through the stomach. That's how big it is. And is it possible to say, I don't know really the specific part of someone's body that I'm touching. I'm a big character with these big hands.
Yeah, see, that was my point.
That's not your point.
Yeah. The point is, Phil, if it's a oversized costume where, you know, I know exactly what you're saying. You're looking out of the neck or you're looking out of the chest.
Right.
Yes, okay.
Right.
Maybe an accident can happen. But if you are dressed as a pirate and you're only...
Part
of the costume is throwing on some tights, and you get an erection when you look at a female. you have a duty to not stand behind the female with an erection and just say she pushed her rear end into me. That you are the employee of the park. If you were my client, if this came to my firm, we would not take the case. Point blank, it is a losing situation. I don't know what kind of lawyer would say.
Because the guy listened to what I was saying to him. I told him that that lady turned around, and she's all smiling at me and going, oh, wow, you know, did you touch me?
Did she turn around and
give you a wink? And I mean, come on. You have to have witnesses to say she turned around and she... This is the same thing when I did family law, and you had a woman be raped by a man, and what does the man say? She was asking for it.
That's a very good point, Justin. This is something you got to learn as a young man. You know, you don't want to get into a position, dude, where you're saying, hey, she caused it. You have control over yourself, okay?
Well, you know, I mean, with all due respect, Mr. Henry, I don't know how old this guy is, but you two guys are probably a lot older than me, and maybe you don't get, okay, I mean...
Dude, believe me, I know what you're talking about, okay?
I've seen some women that have made me pretty excited in my day. Are you saying that's somehow your fault? No.
You're not going to blame the woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I just want to get the point across that this guy's telling me that he got a pup tent
and he's telling me I'm not allowed to get a tent.
He didn't say you're not allowed to.
That's not what I said at all, Justin. I said if you're at your job and your job is to interact with the public, and you are to take pictures with these people and act in the way of a pirate or whatever you are at that particular day, you do not step into a photograph with your, you know, if you have an erection, turn to the side. Turn your head to the side. I don't know
you could have warned the athletic supporter that the park tells you to wear. Okay.
That would have prevented that problem. I put football in college, and that does not happen.
I had a baseball injury, and I had an abrasion injury.
Well, all right, man, but you're walking around with no underwear on and tights. Dude, I can even picture it. I mean, that's how easy that is, you know.
Yeah, Phil, you got a good point. Yeah. Thank you, Phil, for this.
Chris, thanks very much.
Thank you,
appreciate your call. 877-876-PHIL. Justin, hang on the line here. We're talking to Justin McElroy about this phenomenon of park mascots, park characters, sexually harassing customers. It seems impossible. And perhaps this is something that's been going on for decades, and we're just now beginning to go, wait a second, that giant rabbit grabbed my ass. I don't know. There's a grope claim against Donald Duck at Disney World, and Mr. McElroy here over at Tri-Fair, dressed as a pirate, getting an erection, and then somehow it... making contact with a woman standing in front of him. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
What?
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up next hour, we have Larry Grover joining us, and he's going to be talking about efforts at recruiting minorities for the Republican Party, for the conservative movement. Harry Reid was very vocal today, stating to an audience, he doesn't understand if you are Hispanic, he doesn't understand why you would ever want to be a Republican. So we'll talk to Larry about that. That ought to be full of fireworks. 877-876-PHIL, the number. Justin McElroy joining us from his employee or former employee at Tri-Fair. Justin, you're a high school student, I understand, and you are making the claim that you did not sexually harass a woman at the park dressed as a pirate. You had an automatic response to her daughter, which was evident through the tights you were wearing.
Yeah, and my point is that I said to my lawyer, and I don't know whether I used the right word or not, but she pooched it out, or she got pooched it out, but pushed, she kind of stuck her butt back.
And you, again, you heard of that other, do you have a witness to this?
Well, yeah, it's called me. I mean,
that's not going to be good enough, man. That's going to be just your word against hers. You have to have a witness to something like that. Otherwise, as you heard that man say, you're responsible for getting out of the picture. Joe in Houston, Texas, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. How many? Well, who are the other three people? What kind of animals or whatever?
Well, they were one was a sailor, one was a fisherman, the other was an octopus.
Oh, okay. So you said there were five. Now, did the lady go to you or you went to her? Because you've already gave so many stories.
No, I haven't. I've given the same story. They wanted me in a picture.
You said you bumped into her and then you turned around and said she leaned backed into you.
Yeah, she did. That's what I'm saying she did.
Right, but the woman is claiming that you pushed into her.
Well, they wanted, I realized that I had tights on, and, you know, you could see everything. And so when I got into the photograph, I wanted to hide it, and the best way to do it was to move in behind her. But she...
How old was his daughter?
What?
How old was this teenager?
I don't know. Are you like...
You sound perverted, and you shouldn't be messing around children.
It's not called perverted. It's called pervert.
Well, either way, it all comes out
I'm
to you.
I'm 17 years old, so, you know, you are older than me, and you talking to me and wanting to know all about my erection, you're the pervert.
She's not asking you about that. She's asking about the situation.
She's all like, how old was it, you know?
You know how stupid you sound on national radio all over the world? Do you know how lucky your life
is
right now?
How big is it and everything? You're the one asking all the questions.
You're a little smart-ass. You're lying about everything.
No, I'm not. What am I lying about?
You should not be around children. I mean, you just can't handle yourself, and you can't blame an ugly woman, a pretty woman, a skinny woman.
It happens to be a normal... It's
just
a normal thing for a guy to get aroused around a beautiful woman.
You cannot hold your own. You can't do it.
Nobody gets
you're a little punk.
You don't mean that,
you're a little punk.
No guy gets a pup tent around you.
All right. I understand you want to just go through this insult thing, Justin.
Well, she's calling me a punk because she's mad that, for all I know, she was the one that...
You're over there. People are out in the park trying to have fun, and it's not cheap to go in these parks. And then they got people like you that ruin it for other kids and their families.
No, I didn't do anything.
Oh.
Her daughter comes walking in there all, you know, looking pretty hot. So I had a normal reaction. So
it's all over the world. Are you telling me if you go into a restaurant, you do this too to people, other people? Come on now, tell the truth.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Oh, yes,
You never heard of a guy getting aroused looking at a pretty woman? I mean, I can't believe you're asking me.
I'm just asking, do you do this every day? Is it a daily thing for you? With children.
See how perverted she is?
The woman is trying to get some information, Justin, based upon your daily, you know, job.
No, it's all like, you know, does it happen every day? And, you know, it's like you want to know all the sexual details.
Well, look it. How about if I ask you, is it a common problem?
Yeah, I'm 17 years old. If I see, you know, something, you know, a girl that's hot looking, what am I supposed to do? Not have it happen? Just if I wouldn't do it, if this old lady
maybe
came walking down the road.
Any words with children or anything? Maybe you should work in
what?
A warehouse all alone.
No, I think I'm perfectly suited, you know. Or wherever I do work, you probably want me to work across, like, from you so you can scope it.
Yeah, that's
all right.
What I want. Dummy.
Yeah, that's what you want to scope it out.
All right.
There
that's
you go
ridiculous.
With your mouth again.
Yeah.
But you don't look good at all. You're not sounding good at yourself at all.
You're all asking me questions about, and you were wearing tights, and did she back into you?
You haven't answered one yet.
What?
And you haven't answered one yet. And you knew you were going to a children's park, but you can't fix yourself before you come to work for a bunch of children. Do you know there was probably more than one hot girl there that day?
What do you mean fix myself? What do you mean? You're talking about like going down the road and getting an abortion from the witchy queen? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Well, she's using all this Southern talk.
That she said, why don't... You said that you...
Oh, you talk about I should have wore the jock strap? Yeah, that probably would have excited you.
All right. Thank you very, very much.
You know, I just think, Mr. Henry, that
bye.
I'm a 17-year-old, and you having this woman coming on at home.
I feel bad
tell
for your
about it. Yeah,
you've embarrassed your whole family. You've embarrassed your whole family.
No, you embarrassed your whole family by coming on to a kid.
She's not coming on to you, man. She's asking questions.
Yeah, well, how come she's asking about my the size of it and stuff?
She did not ask that.
Yeah, she did. She'd never admit to it, but she's thinking it. Ain't you? Ain't you? Yeah.
Oh. No. You're way
you're
off.
A liar. You're a liar.
You're a complete liar. And your lawyer
no, you
to find out because you're on national radio telling these
you
little
lied.
Accusations.
You lied, and Jesus is going to punish you.
Phil Hendry.